بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. There is a poetry in Urdu which states, ایک دن مرنا ہے آخر موت ہے, کر لے جو کرنا ہے آخر موت ہے. One day you will have to die and eventually death will come. Do whatever you want to do in this dunya, say what you want to say, live how you want to live, but ultimately you will have to die and you will have to pass away. In this dunya, great Anbiya alayhimus salam came, great awliya, great people, great kings, very, very powerful kings, kings who ruled the entire world. They were great hakims, philosophers, doctors, but the day came when they had to leave this world. And it is at that time when Malakul Maut is knocking at your door, and now the scenes of the year after are opening up before you, then you will realize that this life of ours was a delusion and a deception. Your bank balance will not surface anywhere. All your vehicles, all your businesses, nothing is going to come that time. Your circle of friends, no one. All the different groups you were on, nothing. You will realize all this was just a deception. It was a delusion. Now it is your iman and it is your amal that is going to count. So what security plan has insan got for that? Even your own family will forget you. Just maybe a few hours, maybe a few days, maybe a few weeks, people will cry for you. But after that, life moves on. Everything continues. If your wife is a little bit young after her iddat, in all probabilities, she will settle down again. She will remarry. And within few months, few years, you are completely forgotten. No one ever thinks about you. Your children will go back to school. Life will continue. The dunya will continue. Fashion will continue. You get new vehicles coming out. Latest phones coming out, more shopping malls, more entertainment. Everything continues. Who's got the problem? You are the one that is there in the qabr now. So what security plan does insan have for this year? Everything else, a person got some sort of security plan in place. If this happens, I'll do this, I've got this cover. But when it comes to maut, so if there's something that you want to really invest in, and if you want something to benefit you, then it is the Quran Sharif. Remember, the Quran Sharif is your companion in this dunya, first of all. If you can build up an affinity with the Quran, and you get an attachment with the Quran Sharif, you'll never be bored in your life. You'll find often, old people, they don't know what to do. Man is old, is bored. You hear it from children all the time. They're bored, they don't know what to do. But let alone children now, now even old people, now they have to look for activities. Now they'll have to spend money to do this activity. Why are you bored? Because you have not built up that attachment with the Quran Sharif. Hazrat Usman radiallahu ta'ala mentioned, لو طهرت القلوب لم تشبع من القرآن. If the hearts were pure, the hearts were clean, then they would have never ever got satisfaction from the Quran Sharif. Sufficient satisfaction. The hearts would have never got saturation from the Quran Sharif. The more you read, the more you want to read. You read one ruku, you want to read another ruku. You read one quarter, you want to read another quarter. You read one surah, you want to read another surah. You finish one khatam, you want to start another khatam. Why? Because that is the Quran. The Quran has got a natural attraction within it. But unfortunately, we are like sick people. So a sick person, you can put the best variety of food in front of him, he doesn't want to eat. Why? It's not the problem. The food is not a problem. The man is sick. A healthy man, he'll see that food. Immediately he'll be tempted. He'll feel hungry. You know, I want to eat this. I want to eat that. So we are sick. Spiritually we are sick. Our hearts are sick. We need to cure ourselves now. We need to go out in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We need to sit in the company of pious people. So to cure our hearts now. Now our hearts, that iman gets stronger. Now we're feeling that feeling towards the Quran Sharif. Now that day when I did not read Quran, that morning when I never read my Surah Yasin, just something is not right. I don't know what is wrong, like how people are so attached to the tea they have, or coffee. The man did not have the coffee, he is getting a headache immediately. So that type of an attachment and affinity we have to build up to the Quran Sharif, so that that Quran Sharif will be with us. In this dunya also, that is your companion. There's no reason for you to feel bored. There's no reason for you to feel alone. Wherever you go in the dunya, you've got your Quran, you're talking to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now can you imagine what level of ecstasy a person will get if he is communicating with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Sometimes you see a youngster, Allah protect, falls in an illicit relationship, someone just gets proposed, although it's not permissible, but you'll see him talking for hours and hours on the phone. Now in the night, 11 o'clock, 12 o'clock, 1 o'clock, he's just talking on the phone. Why? Because he's got some sort of an affinity. That's an ordinary human being. It's nothing extraordinary. But he's getting some sort of enjoyment. Why? Because of that love. He's got some love in his heart that is creating that enjoyment. Now, can you imagine now the person that has got the love for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? That love for Allah is burning in his heart. When he's going to speak to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, what a level of enjoyment, what ecstasy. You're not going to get this anywhere in the world, unfortunately, because we never earned these things. We never learned them. Remember, with anything in life, you got to go and sit in the company of pious people. You got to acquire it. You don't just get it. Even the zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, one is a person just making zikr. One is a person sits in the company of a buzurg, Allah wala. That man already traversed the spiritual realm. He's a man that already achieved something. He's got that sweetness in his heart. Now when you're taking the name of Allah, now it's got a completely different feeling to it. Now it's got a, you can't even fathom such sweetness, such happiness. You'll never get this happiness anywhere in the world. The 5-star resorts, you can go for the best holidays. You can have an exotic holiday, but you'll never get this type of satisfaction, this type of peace. So this is something that you've got to achieve. So we have to build up this link with the Quran Sharif. The Quran Sharif has to be something that we are attached to all the time. Surah Fatiha, Surah Yasin, Surah Ikhlas, Surah Falak, Surah Nas, any surah, whatever surah you know, the entire Quran for a hafiz. Build up that affinity, build up that attachment. Then what happens now is at the time of death, a person's passed away. Now there's this young, very handsome person comes there by him. People cannot see this here. But the handsome man is standing by him. When they put this person in the coffin, the handsome man goes with him. When he goes in the qabr, again this handsome person is with him. He's not alone. This is something that we constantly fear. You know, insan, naturally, he does not like loneliness. He likes to have company. So here, this is the Quran Sharif that he was reciting. Munkar Nakir, come, they want to interrogate this person. This handsome person addresses Munkar Nakir, here. You will do it in my presence. You're not taking him alone anywhere. I'm standing here by this man's side. You can ask the questions. You have to ask the questions. You ask the questions. Then he addresses the deceased person. And he tells him, I am the Quran that you recited. Sometimes you recited it softly. Sometimes you recited it loudly. You were reciting the Quran Sharif. We need to learn to recite the Quran. And remember the hadith tells us, when you recite, recite with a tune. Recite with the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Recite with a voice. Yes, every one of us may not be able to read like Qari Abdul Basit or Sheikh Sudais, but whichever possible way we can read, we try to read ourselves. If you're feeling shy to read in front of people, go read in seclusion, but read the Quran Sharif to the best of your ability. Whatever tajweed you know, the best pronunciation, try to read it. Remember, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves that recitation. So this Quran Sharif is not only for you in this dunya. In this dunya also, the Quran is going to protect you. When you leave this world also, the Quran Sharif is going to protect you. So if there's something that you want to utilize your time in, you want to invest in, use your resources, use your energy, use it in the tilawat of the Quran Sharif. Build up this affinity. The month of Ramadan is an ideal opportunity. The more you can strengthen your link with the Quran, the more you can recite the Quran, the more you draw from the rahmat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the mercy of Allah, you get the proximity of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and the Quran is your best companion in this world and the year after. May Allah grant us the true understanding. Wa akhiru da'wana.